Hi, Paul Prydecker back with you, and Mike Morgan, our remote co-host. Mike, you doing well today?
Hey, Paul. You know, I know that in this quarter hour we're going to be talking about insurance, and I'm thinking back to the times that I've dealt with an aviation underwriter. The first was to get rental insurance when I was a student. And then the second, well, that didn't happen because I didn't buy an airplane. But as it turns out, dealing with insurers is something that we frequently have to do for a bunch of different reasons, and we're going to talk to folks from a relatively new player in this business.
From Skywatch, we're pleased to have Tomar and Ori, and they were here last year when we had this conversation. So what's happened in the past year?
Oh, wow.
How are things going?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for hosting us. We're very excited to be here. I think it's our fifth air show.
Okay.
And we've been here together with you a few times, so great to be here. Maybe I can give like a quick overview of like what's Skywatch?
Please do.
Okay, so
Skywatch. We get to ask the simple part. We get to ask the questions. You got to provide all the answers.
Yeah.
So go for it.
So let's begin.
Tomer, your last name is Kashi, right?
Yeah, just like the cereals. Okay. Yeah.
And you're the CEO and co-founder of Skywatch.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So you're the great guy to answer this question.
Let me try. Skywatch is a tech-forward aviation insurance provider. We provide insurance for both renters and owners, so we can, Mike, we can kind of work with you through your entire journey. For renters, we offer insurance on an annual basis, but also on a monthly, weekly, or daily basis. And for owners, I think that what's unique about Skywatch is that you can really go online, rate, quote, and in many cases, even purchase insurance online without talking with anyone. And, you know, if it's 2 minutes, it's like 1 minute too much. So real quick, really easy. And, you know, this is what we do.
Is it app-based or web-based?
We do have a mobile app, mm-hmm. but most customers go to us online, web-based. Go to skywatch.ai. Mm-hmm.
So there are some times when a particular demographic of customer or maybe a particular kind of service really kind of wants to be discussed face to face, you know. And
of course,
I'm trying to put my mind in the place of an aviation insurance buyer. I kind of think I'd want to talk to someone. So is that an option for people who like buying that way?
Of course. We really appreciate the fact that people sometimes need to talk to someone. And oftentimes we get people saying, hey, I did everything online. I got the quote. I'm happy. I want to bind it. I just need to press the button. And we answer the phone. We said, yes, please. And that's all they wanted, just to see that someone will pick up the phone. And I have to say that, you know, in many cases, you say we need to deal with insurance more often than we wish sometimes. And it's important to remember, it's not just like I'm buying it, okay, I'm done with it. A lot of times there are different service requests you need throughout the year, and we're always there to help, whatever you can do online or with the help of one of our trusted agents, whether that's, you know, any changes, addition of pilots, just midterm, you need to get higher liability, whatever. So we're there.
So I'm trying to understand, you are the underwriter, is that correct?
Partly. Okay, so we have several products in the market. For some of them, we never bear risk. Okay, we work with carrier partners that bear the risk. For some of them, we rely on completely on our own technology. So rate, quote, bind, taking the payments, and the carrier partners really act as reinsurance, mm-hmm. So to speak. And in some cases, where we act as a digital broker. Okay, so we shop the market, we find you the best solution.
I understand.
But we do it based on our own technology with API connections with everyone, so you don't need to submit your details and then wait for 4 more days, so we will fax everybody and get the answers.
So I have a kind of a founder-type question here. The elements of technology that you're talking about could be are used in many different kinds of software as a service kind of offerings. What led you to decide to apply your technical expertise to aviation insurance in particular?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it goes back to the founding story of Skywatch, where former Israeli Air Force people love aviation, but we thought specifically that in many other areas of insurance, let's say car insurance, home insurance, there is already a lot of digital innovation. Okay, many insurance carriers are doing that, and they're doing it well. However, in aviation, since it's considered a niche, the big players are not playing there. Okay, and they don't apply the same, they call it IT technology to these considered like specialty segments. And we said there is no reason aviation insurance couldn't be as simple as buying car insurance. And this is what we're trying to do here, and we think it's disruptive.
I can share a funny story. So one of the things we do is also drone insurance, in case anyone needs drone insurance. So
you can call it aviation.
No, it definitely.
I would guess that's increasing and a popular topic.
Very much.
Oh, yeah.
Very much.
Sure.
So initially, before we entered the drone market, you had to fill up an application, you know, right? How many make and model hours, same as in aviation. And one of the questions were how many seats you have on the drone.
Ah.
So we said, that doesn't make sense. We need to improve this, the whole mic.
That makes sense.
So the risks, I think, of drone insurance really are kind of a whole different complexion. I mean, the whole, and the liability limits have to be like way different. I can imagine liability limits, you know, needing to be higher. How do you approach that?
Yeah, that's correct. We do like commercial drones. So they were actually the category leader. We're the largest in commercial drones in North America. Yes, the limits are different. So we insure customers from $1 million of liability to $10 million of liability. And the physical damage risk is actually much lower, because the drone cost in most cases is much, much cheaper. We do insure drones that sometimes have sensors of $50,000. More often than not, it's like, you know, $1,500 drone that you cover it for liability.
But it goes all the way to a fleet of drones doing drone light shows, which is also something that you need insurance for.
Of course, if you're doing a light show, you're doing that at night, which carries a little bit more, you know, interest and risk.
And there is a crowd watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big risk.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a drone light show where there hasn't been, you know, at least a handful of drones drop out of the formation. So I have to believe that there's a loss with every show. Maybe the question is whether it's a covered loss or whether it fits under deductible or things like that. I mean,
just
that
a matter
kind of the
price.
Way that works?
Yeah, that's right. It's all about it.
The most important thing is to make sure it doesn't fall on someone. That's the most important issue.
Yeah. During your introduction about what you were doing, you mentioned that you have possibilities for insurance, not just on a yearly level, but you know, you get pretty granular. How does that work? Who's going to take that? I mean, who's a customer who's going to want insurance for a short amount of time?
I can give you two quick examples, right?
Yeah.
Let's say I'm a student and I just have a few months left to get my private pilot.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for me to do it on a month by month basis, get this done, and then I can quickly move to the private pilot if I'm continuing to rent, or I know it's just a transition period.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm traveling, I just need insurance for a week or two. And maybe another interesting case, I'm doing my multi-engine endorsement. That takes about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't need an annual policy, and multi-engine policies are even
more
expensive.
Of course.
So that's like very tailored to those instances.
Or even a CFI that works in a specific season and just needs insurance for a few months.
Uh-huh.
I think that what's unique here and why we do it and many others do not, many aviation insurance brokers, for them to serve a customer, it doesn't matter if it's $1,000 premium or $20,000 premium, they work the same. So obviously they prefer the big, you know, the big aircraft. So in our case, it's very different. Our cost to serve customers with all of the automation AI that we implement is virtually nothing. We worked so hard on R&D to make it much more efficient. And now we can cater, you know, to every customer that wants. And it doesn't matter. We are okay even if you paid us $5 for a daily policy. Mm-hmm. And that's fine, because this is what you need.
So we're talking with Tomer Kashi, who's the CEO of Skywatch. And Ori, I'm sorry I missed your last name. Before we run out of time, I want to make sure you're fully identified.
Yeah, Blumenthal.
Okay, great. Ori Blumenthal. And what's your role at Skywatch?
I'm the CTO and also a co-founder of Tomer's.
Got it. Okay. So you talked about efficiency. And before we leave, I wanted to talk about the part that no one ever wants to do, which is to have to file a claim on their aircraft. Is that also technology-enabled, digitally enabled?
Yes, of course. We do the whole intake virtually, digitally, and we also try to make sure that when you file the claim, we have all the information needed. Again, Tomer mentioned AI, so we try to make your life easier by leveraging technology and AI, so we know how to ask the right questions, and this helps us to help the carriers adjust the claims as fast as possible.
Just to say one more thing about technology, I think that, you know, from the customer perspective, it doesn't care if, you know, it's like very technology forward or not, they care about good service. And if you go to Google reviews, Skywatch has 4.9 rating on Google. Give me one restaurant with 4.9 rating and dinner is on me. So what's important is, you know, the bottom line service that we provide to the customers. We internally do it with technology that enable the customers to do much more and much more efficiently, but the bottom line, the result, is good service.
Well, and the application of technology, I mean, if we're not taking advantage of technology and how we can leverage that to make things easier and more efficient, then we're just missing an opportunity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tomer and Ori, thank you so much for spending time with us, talking about the thing that we maybe don't want to think about all that much sometimes, but have to.
Yeah. And where are you on the field?
Aviation insurance.
Hangar D.
Hangar D, Skywatch. Thanks for being here again. It's great to see you guys.
Thank you.
This is EAA Radio.